Oh, man.
Here's what you need to know. Got to let
you know. This is the best idea the Wiggles have ever, ever had.
Okay.
The original Wiggles.
Yeah.
They're coming back.
Yeah, jeez.
For concerts. For adults. They're doing an adult concert tour.
Wow.
Because they're saying all the kids in the 90s, like your daughter Caitlin, they're all older now. They grew up with the Wiggles. And even for the parents who endured them.
Yeah.
So they're coming back, original lineup, to do adult shows as of next year. We're looking at around, I think, May next year, which is cool. And everyone's back. So Anthony Field, Murray Cook, Jeff Fatt, Greg Page, and all of the Captain Fantasaur, Dorothy the Dinosaur.
Caitlin would absolutely love it.
Wags the Dog.
That'd be at an age now where you'd actually have to wake up, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, they sent the guy.
Fruit salad.
Yeah.
Yummy, yummy.
Said no one. So it'd be funny to see what they do, what the adult version is, because the other guy, the Red Wiggle,
yes,
he said he can't dance as much because he collapsed on stage.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So isn't this cool that they're doing
that's
adult
awesome.
Stuff? I wonder if, like, Metallica and, like, Guns N' Roses are going to start doing kids shows.
Oh, absolutely. You know
the
what,
opposite.
You know, it would work. My daughter was, my daughter's 16 now, and she grew up with the Wiggles when they were all RGs. And I remember we drove to Brisbane and back, and she made us play a Pete Murray album all the way there because she thought it was Murray from the Wiggles.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's
It could absolutely work.
It's going to work. It's going to go
on. A bit of sport news. Ben Simmons, he was the number one pick in the NBA out of Melbourne in 2016. He's fighting with his club, Philadelphia. He wanted to be traded at the end of the season. He wasn't traded, so then he just walked out. He said, I'm not turning up to training.
Yeah,
so they said, well, we'll fine you every time you don't turn up. So he's been fined just over $1 million over the last couple of months. And he turned up, so he turned it back up to training, and they're supposed to start some of their playoffs on this Thursday, and he just wasn't a part of the team, and the coach has now stood him down for a week.
Yeah, he's going to miss the New Orleans game.
He's going to miss a game against the Pelicans, and it's just like, you know what, he's just being like a sport brat at the moment. It's like, that's your contract. His contract is worth something like $20 million over 4 or 5 years. So he needs to get, it's just a bad look. It's like, okay, you don't want to be there, but at least play out the season and then go somewhere at the end of the year. At the moment, the way it's going, he'll end up sitting on the bench for the whole year or might not even get a game for the whole year, and it will cost him his whole contract. And plus, just the respect throughout the basketball community.
Is he like the Bernard Tomic of NBL?
Well, it's turning out like that at the moment.
It's just
they just don't do stuff like this. It's just they're a lot more professional about their support than sitting down on their hands like this. So Ben Simmons, I think it's time to grow up.
You're not wrong. Good call, mate. It was the head coach that punted him from training, so he suspended him, so he's a goner. This is a bit of serious news. You have 11 days to go to get your first dose of whatever vaccine you choose. Otherwise, you won't be eligible for any of the openings and the rights that we should be getting by December 17. So please remember, you've got 11 days to get your first dose.
I had an anti-vaxxer going off at me the other day, and I said, aren't you on the dole? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so you're happy to take money off the government, but everything else is a conspiracy theory. Do you ever look into the conspiracy theory of them giving you money?
He's like,
at least they're not tracking me. I'm like, you own the government. They're not tracking you.
Do you need to be double vaxxed to get the doll?
No. Obviously not, because this was someone at Feast on Fifth.
Should you need to be double vaxxed to get the doll?
That's a whole other,
isn't it? Well, there's a new there's a new T-shirt, Bridget, that talks about what you're talking about, and it says, I'm trans-vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated, but I identify as someone who is.
This is what you need to know.